What's up, EuroLeague fans? Welcome into the first episode of EuroLeague and Friends MVP Talk. This is so exciting. I'm Olivia Harlan-Decker, live from the Barcelona studios, where we've been very busy. We have had our work cut out for us, finding the MVP of the first month of play, and we're feeling very confident in who we've selected. He's joining us now. Welcome in, Sylvain Francisco from Žalgiris Kaunas. Welcome in. Bonjour. How are you?
Bonjour. Hey, thank you. I'm pretty good. Pretty happy about that. Just no words to say, but thank you very much.
Well, you should be very happy with your play. Before we get into so far what you've done this season, we were just talking off air of the quick turnaround from Eurobasket into the preseason, into training camp. Can you walk me through what that timeline actually looked at and what your body's been like?
Actually, I feel like the transition is going super fast. You know, you don't have a lot of time to rest. So, you know, going with my team, I think after the Eurobasket, I only have 5 days off. I was already with the team, but I was not really practicing. So it was 5 days off, but to come back, practice, having some preseason games, you just got to be ready mentally and make sure your body is, you know, you take care of your body. That's the most important thing. And it's still hard. I feel it sometimes, but I just feel like when I'm taking care of my body mentally, I'm always positive and trying to make sure I'm good. It's always a good sign for me and, you know, to be ready in every game that I play. So, yeah.
Well, and of course, just the drama and excitement and passion that's involved with Eurobasket when it is a national team, and then getting into a different headspace where you have some new teammates, but you have teammates from last year at Žalgiris. What is that like as you're trying to shift gears mentally?
It's just, I feel like it's a different role because you know your role in with a national team. It's mm-hmm. Sometimes it's going to be the same. Sometimes it's not going to be the same. So you just got to get adjusted. And I feel like when you're going back, it's always good to play with, you know, to defend your color, actually. I'm always, you know, blessed to be part of it. And when you're going to Žalgiris, you know you had a different responsibility. And I feel like the shift is always the same thing, to be honest. But I feel like the national team is even more because you always represent your country. So you just want to win something that's hard to win every 4 years, you know, 2 years, Olympics, I would say Eurobasket and World Cup. But when you're going back to the EuroLeague, it's something that you have to do another, like, I would say 92 games, I would say, yeah. And be ready to play every games. And yeah, so like I said, it's just I have a different role and I have a role of being leadership and, you know, having more responsibilities with the team. So sometimes every night you just got to be ready and make sure your body is good. It's super hard, but that's a part of the game. You know, I can't complain about that. Just I have everything to around me to have a good body, to make sure I'm good. So I just can't complain about that. But it's hard. It's hard.
It seems hard from a distance, but this formula might be one that works for you as you started your season red hot. I mean, you're winning MVP for the first player of the season. What does that mean to you as you look around the league at all the talent?
It actually means a lot. It means a lot because there's so many talented players and I didn't expect it to be a EuroLeague MVP. All I wanted is just to make sure we're winning with the team that we have, and yeah, to be happy about the wins. And like I said, I just wanted to go to the playoffs. That's the best part of it, and that's what we want. That's our goal. So be MVP of the month is just amazing. Like I didn't expect it. I really didn't expect it about it, and I'm really happy. It looks like I'm not happy, but inside it's just, I'm dancing inside. So yeah, I never thought I was going, you know.
I'll say this, it's early. You know, it's early. You've been busy.
That's what I'm saying. It's early, so, but I'm still happy. I'm still happy because it's always hard to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did, but just got to keep on moving.
Insanely consistent. Let's look at your stats. Just shy of 15 points per game, just shy of 7 assists per game. That's tied for the lead league and 18.9 PIR. That's leading Žalgiris to an impressive 6-2 record. I mean, that's night after night after night, and you're doing so well. But of course, it takes all your teammates around you to set you up to get in good positions. How much does your team play a factor in your impressive stat line for the season?
I just can't thank them enough actually, because I demand a lot, especially for them as for me. I'm always positive. I always motivate them, and I just want them to be comfortable. I always ask them, okay, get ready. I'm gonna feed you, or when you need the ball. So for me, it's just communication, and to them to be ready, just not to just stay in the corner and ready for me to pass the ball. No, I feel like this team right now is just we running, and they feel comfortable to do everything that I ask them, or even that they ask me to do. And I like it, because without them, I couldn't, be MVP of the month and having a 6-2 overall actually. So for me, it's always a team sports, and without the team, you can't shit what you're doing right now. So I'll just give them a shout out for them. But actually, the staff too put a lot of work on it, especially the coach and then the assistant coaches. So yeah, just like I said, it's October, so we just gotta keep going and be positive and make sure we're getting the most wins.
You said you demand a lot as a teammate. Kind of sounds like you're a coach out there on the court as well. Is that something you take some pride in? What is it that you demand of your teammates?
For me, it's just, I actually know myself. I know mostly the teams are really around me. I mean, the opponent team really around me, really, want to guard me and focus on me. So for me, sometimes I just tell my teammates or my big men just to be smarter. If, for example, one of the big men want to edge super fast, just you don't have to set a screen. I'm just going to go around, just be open fast. I got you. Servidas, all my shooters, I just tell them to be ready no matter what, because sometimes you're going to have a, I'm going to pass the ball, you're going to be surprised. So for me, it's just to them to be ready and to shoot the ball. And mostly the most important thing is to run. I always said the guys, run, run, run. That's all I want, and that's you guys want it, because I know y'all want to have some easy shots, and you guys want to, to score mostly. So that's this. But especially this on defense too, sometimes they make a lot of effort at this, and I just want to make a lot of effort on defense. But mostly it's just to, guys, let's go. We can be better. It's not enough. Let's go. So yeah, and that's me. I can't say a lot of things, but actually, I'm really competitive guy. I'm competitive. So when something is not happening the right way, okay, guys, we got to do this, and do that. So I'm just actually like a, I would say a brain on the court, and just trying to be competitive and trying to win the games. That's it.
I like that. A true competitor always says their toughest competition is themselves every day, day after day. So if that's true, there's a lot of people, I think all the captains around EuroLeague voted that you have the best handles in the league right now. Do you agree?
I'm agree. I'm truly, yes. I am. I didn't expect that. When I seen it, I was like, wow, that's actually crazy. But I feel like nobody's disagree about this. I'm actually agree, and everyone else was agree about that. So yeah,
I
there's
love it. You can't
a
go
lot
against what
of
everyone else says, right? You can't go against what everyone else already says.
true. That's actually true. So yeah.
I love that. Well, I mentioned you guys got started really quickly, a red hot start, 6-2. Let's go over what that's looked like. It starts off with knocking off last year's finalists, Monaco on the road and Fenerbahce at home. That's a dream start, that tough early schedule. Then a massive win here in Barcelona. I don't know if you know this, but Žalgiris hadn't won at Palau since 2017. Did you know that?
I know, I knew that.
You knew.
I knew that.
And then even with Nigel Williams-Goss, he got injured. The team keeps rolling. Big home wins over Bologna, Asvel, that closed out the month. I mean, that's pretty incredible. As you hear that all listed out, and of course the hours and the time and everything it takes to accomplish that, how proud are you of this team for starting that well?
Super proud, super proud. It's just guys know what they're doing. Everybody has a different role, but everyone is stepping up. That's right, what I really like about that. It's different than last year, because last year it was only one option, me, that had the most mostly. before Lonnie Walker came. And when Lonnie Walker came, it was two of us, but it was not enough. I feel like in this league, you need at least four or five options. That's what you really need, and having a good bench too. And that's what we have this year. There's no difference, but I feel like last year we did the same thing 6-2, and we lost a lot of games. But I feel like this year is gonna be super different. We just have to be consistent and keep going. That's what matters the most. Like, that's what all the big teams do. Just not losing a lot of games, but mostly having wins. And especially the first two games, beating Monaco, beating Fenerbahce. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's still a good start. It's always a good start. And yeah, we just kept on moving. There's two games that we could have it, and we managed to not, make it happen, like the Red Star or Milano. Those type of games that we took the lead, but at the end we managed to turn it down, and it just make us even better, even stronger to figure out what we have to do when we're not making shots, how we can be better, and especially myself, because those last three games I feel like I was shooting more threes than anything, and I realized that I have to go be more aggressive in the paint, find my guys in a paint touch, or if I attempt to finish, I can. But if I can shoot the ball, now it's time to shoot the ball. So yeah.
So already some self-scouting I can see going on, but you've mentioned starting 6-2, but last year missing the playoffs. And this year it sounds like you were so focused that is not going to happen. How do you all stave that off? You mentioned the new guys who play and how you have more options now. Is that the key?
For sure, it's the key, actually, options. And last year was really one of the best defensive team, and the problem is, like, offensively it was kind of limited. This year we have more options and offense, less defense for sure, but I feel like the balance is still actually good. And having William Goss, having Moses Wright and Mauro Loh, Julius Tubillis, they're here, Dustin Sliver, those guys, there's the guys that go to the war. And having William Goss, I'm so mad. I'm actually sad because he's injured, but it helps a lot. It helps a lot having these guys, because they're gonna, put the tempo, and you have less pressure. The other team that just actually focus on you now, they have to be focused on a lot of players, which is good, and that's what you needed. But like I said, we just have to be consistent, and yeah, keep grabbing the most wins in a season.
Something I'm curious about, I'm not sure if many people know this, but you guys have six lefties on Chalgiris. Do you have to adjust the way you run the offense with that many southpaws? That seems like maybe a challenge in some ways.
It's a challenge. That's actually funny. That's a good thing, because I remember on the second game, when we came back here, we had a shoot around, and I was counting. I was like, guys, do you realize we got six lefties? That's actually good. I
Think
was
it's
sitting
good?
there.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, if you have two lefties in your team, it's super good. So having six lefties, of course the plays are really different, but you have to be focused on that. And that's the reason why, we have a coach for it, but we have other guys like Ule, that's really smart. You got some smart guys, Nigel, me. So we knows, okay, we on a we the five guys out here, we have to know what kind of player we have to call, So it's a different type of five that you gotta, like, call plays, which plays you have to call. But yeah, having six lefties is, I don't know if it's a record, but it's quite crazy.
You mentioned your coach. It's his first year as a head coach, obviously with deep EuroLeague roots as a player as well. But how has he set the tone so early? Like even talking about the lefties, that takes good coaching to figure out how to make this an advantage and to get you guys off to such a great start. How has he done that?
I'm pretty sure even for him, he didn't expect it to be on the top like that at the beginning. But, because a lot of players got back from the EuroBasket, so you don't have a lot of time to adjust it. And he's doing great. He's doing great. He was assistant coach for like 8 years, I think. For him coming here, it's a new challenge. And I'm actually glad about that, because I have a big talk with him in the beginning of the year. For me, that I'm, like I said, I'm competitive, so I just tell the coach what I like, what I don't like, what we can, be better. And what I like about him is understand. And around him, you got assistant coaches that here that tell him, okay, what we have to do. And he's the type of guy that just can change things that can be better. So, it's still amazing. He talks, he communicate. He's reserved because he's Lithuanian. He's super reserved. That's why I was surprised. I was like, oh, it's different than Andrea and him. It's like day and night, But having him is always a plus to understand, to communicate, and to make sure we understand what he wants and what we have to do, for sure.
Well, it's been super fun watching you guys start off so strong. And I love hearing as you talk about your overall outlook on the season and knowing what can happen after a strong start. It's incredible. Let's take a look around the league a little bit as we're trying to figure out who each team really is a month into play. But I want to ask about another MVP challenger for you this month was your friend Nadir Hifi. He's been incredible, leading the league in scoring. How happy are you for him watching him succeed in Paris?
Super happy, super happy. It was a lot of doubt for him, since Steve Show left. Everybody was saying it's not gonna be the same. He's not gonna have the same responsibility. It's gonna be different. I knew Nadir since, my big brother was knew him back then when he was young, and Nadir was in fifth division, fourth, third, second, first, then EuroLeague, then everything. So he did everything to be here, and for him to be there, I'm not even surprised, because before being EuroLeague, he went to a team, a bottom team in France, where he was actually doing good at the age of 19, 20. He was cooking people, like I was saying. So for me to see him there just doing this, I'm not even surprised, because he deserves it, and just have to keep on moving and make sure the team is winning games and actually is doing good. So just give him a shout out for him. That's my little brother, and I'm really happy because he can just do more, and I know he's getting better every single day, and that's a good thing.
Do you all communicate much throughout the season? Maybe not on December 11th when you play each other, but just throughout the season when you see you have a good game?
We talk to each other, not every time, but sometimes. I feel like it was one of the game, I think a couple of days ago, I just come in his story and I was like, you're so tough. Just I'm so happy, like, to see people that I know, are doing good actually. And he always surprised me the way he shooting the ball, how crazy he is, because I used to be like that. I used to be like that at this age, and doing this, I'm like, yep. When you have that type of confidence and no one can stop you, it's super hard to stop someone having a high confidence like that. And yeah, sometimes I'll be talking to him, so that's a good thing.
It's funny the way you guys play. You say you used to be like that, but I feel like there's this street ball side of you guys, and not just you two, but TJ Shorts, Kendrick Nunn, and you guys are dominating EuroLeague. Does that speak on the way EuroLeague might be evolving?
Of course, of course. It's a different type of game. I just feel like it's a new era, a new era. So you just gotta get adapted. World changing, world can change in 2 months, another thing can come. But I feel like it's a different type of games that, I feel like it's a girl league now. It's not a lot of post up move. It's a run and gun mostly. People be running, shooting the ball. So, having this type of players that can create a lot of space on one-on-one and can create for the players, it's a must-have in your team. It's amazing. It's amazing, just those guys that you actually mentioned, like TJ Shorts was unbelievable last year. Was, a team that really adapt to his game, that knows what he wants, that the way he finding his teammates and the way he just, play his game. It was amazing. Kendrick Nunn, MVP of the year last year, and I feel like he's one of the. I mean, he's the one of the. He's the most player that's actually hard to guard, and that's what I saw. It's actually true, because the way he can change a game on his own, and having a lot of players around him that just, go with him, and having a different role is amazing. He's the type of guy that can give you a nightmare, actually. But you got Mike James, you got
yeah.
Shane Larkin, you got there's so many guys that you'd be like, wow, Sasha Vezenkov too, you know, so it's amazing having those type of guards that can play one on one, that can change a game and that can, you know, make sure your teams is good too. That's the best thing ever.
You've mentioned a couple times like playing fast and pushing the pace. But that street ball style that I mentioned earlier, it's
Oh yeah.
like a little bit out of structure. Would you say that's a fair way to describe what you want to do? I know there's structure there, but is it the kind of pushing the limit on that?
Definitely. I will sit there. I feel like sometimes your talent gotta talk. You know, you have the talent, you got after the talent there's the way you're working, you know, consistent of working hard. You got to coach plays too, but I feel like sometimes the plays is only a play. It's okay, we want you to do that, but what you can do with it? Can you bring your own sauce? Can you do something even better? Can you bring something else? You know, in my head, that's I have all this, so I'm like, okay, I have this play, but I know I can break this by this moment and that moment. And having the street ball game with the dribble, it just I feel like it's just even better to watch it. I was watching N1 mixtape, Allen Iverson too, and those type of guys, the way they was dribbling is just, you know, to create space and make sure you know how to finish in one on one. So it make things easier in the game and even like for your teammates. I feel like you have a lot of players that are actually good in a spot up, you know. So when you have spot up players, they need someone that can create for them and just to have an easy passes. And I feel like, you know, for me to grow up with this type of era, it was the best thing ever because I was like, I want to be fast. When I was young, I was saying I wanted to be faster than the ball. So I was running with the ball and trying to be faster. And I want to have a fast dribble that so much, I want to dribble so much than to go left or to go right. It didn't matter for me. So I wanted to have a both hands. So yeah, for me, it was always working hard and be the best dribble handler and someone that cannot just guard me. Hard to guard me actually. So yeah.
Well, as we've established, everyone else agrees that is you. I like what you said, bring your own sauce. That kind of describes your whole first month. Before we wrap up, is there anything you want to say to your fans in France before you play Paris December 11th, like I mentioned earlier?
Oh yeah, just first of all about the MVP of the month, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone that support me, that voted for me actually too. My family, thank you to my staff, thank you to my teammates. You know, without them, couldn't make it happen. But it's only a first month, so we have plenty games to ahead. And I really wanted to say, back in Paris, the 7th, 11th, we have to grab this win because I lost last year. So I hope we will win, and you know, all my people are gonna be here, and I just can't wait to be there. So yeah.
What's that like going back to France to play, especially in Paris? Not even the game, but like the night before, after the game. What's it like being there?
You know, I feel like now everyone want to go in Paris. Wives, family, friends. You know, it's one of the best place ever in Europe. So, you know, to be there, especially to play against your old team, because I used to play for Paris, and the way they involved, the way, you know, infrastructure, like everything, the way, you know, how I see Paris back in 2018 and now. They wanted to go EuroLeague regardless, and now for them being EuroLeague, it's always amazing. But to, you know, for the family to be there and to watch you play in the highest level of Europe, it's amazing. You know, it's not like I left France for like I think 5 years ago, 5 to 6 years ago, and you know, they can't watch me play besides the national team. But now for them to watch me play my local team is always amazing. I feel like you got a little pressure because you want to do good, and sometimes it doesn't go the way you want to go. But mostly it's always, you know, amazing. And after the game, I always go eat somewhere with my family. I'll stay with them, and just too bad you only can stay for a day and a half. But yeah.
You can't extend that trip. You can't go shopping. You can't go see everyone.
Yeah, you can't. I wish.
Well, tell me one more time how to say congratulations in French. Félicitations.
Yes, félicitations. There you go. That's perfect.
Sylvain, thank you so much for your time and congratulations on another great month. And we're so excited to watch you the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And yeah, I hope I'm coming back here for the next month. And yeah, I'm really happy about that. Thank you very much.
A bientôt, Frenchie.
A
Thank
bientôt.
you.
Merci, merci.
To everyone listening, thanks for hanging out with us on EuroLeague and Friends. Please subscribe, like, and comment if you're on YouTube or access all of our audio platforms. We'll see you next time.